Our next guest has been doing comedy and one-man shows for years, even getting a standing ovation on The Tonight Show. He's been a regular on the award-winning Bob and Tom Show, a national radio program out of the Midwest, and now he's the star of his own special on Comedy Central called Irked and Miffed. I'm very happy to welcome the funny and tall Drew Hastings. Hi, Drew.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How did you celebrate Malaria Day?
A quinine cocktail. On the rocks. Yes.
Cheers. Yeah. Drew, why are you just merely irked and miffed? Why aren't you tormented and enraged?
Or frightened and freaked? I think I was raised by a single mother. My mother's English. And I was raised in the heart of the Midwest, kind of suburban Ohio, in the late 50s, early 60s. And that was her. My mother was very kind of proper London. And I was just raised with kind of a different vocabulary. You know, it would, you know, it would behoove us gentlemen to go to the cinema, I think, after school. And then, you know, of course, I got my butt beat periodically because I didn't talk like everybody else.
Yeah,
but that's where things like irked and miffed come from.
Well, since you are sort of half English, half American, if you had a good day, would you be chuffed and stoked?
Possibly. I'll have to remember that.
Now, let's listen to a bit of your irked and miffed special. You talk about life on your 50-acre Ohio farm and your quest to tame nature, which includes the use of a certain power tool.
Anybody here ever run a chainsaw? Ever run a chainsaw? Tell you, he'll tell you. He'll tell you, you ever read the instruction booklet to a chainsaw, you'd never start one. They're horrifying. There's something right called kickback. Can happen anytime, any place. You're just sawing away. Come back, cut your whole head right in half. Happens so quick, so fast, you're alive and you know you're dead. Jesus, I'm dead. Page one, just a picture of a stick figure with the legs flying off of it. No, don't do this!
Drew, running a 50-acre farm sounds really daunting.
You know, actually, there's something I left out there in that bit. I actually have taken anti-anxiety drugs before I picked up a chainsaw. It's scary. You know, the problem is, you know, I have a great respect now for farming. You know, I noticed there, the farmers around me, you know, they're all concerned with, you know, when they hook up implements about, you know, not losing a finger. And I'm concerned whether I'm getting manure on my suede shoes.
Do you really the farm stuff, though? Do you really get down and dirty and act like a farmer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very much so.
Why? Why did you move there? Because I know you said you grew up in Ohio, but then you lived in L.A.
I lived in L.A. I lived in New York. I lived in San Francisco. I wanted to, I'm big on kind of changing up everything every few years, and I wanted a completely different experience, and I said, you know, I've never lived rural, and I left Hollywood Boulevard, I lived on Hollywood Boulevard, and just went out to the country, and, you know, and when you're running a chainsaw or driving fence posts or doing something, you have to be very focused on what you're doing, and it's a very simple task, and you know, it's therapeutic.
Well, I understand that Dave Chappelle lives like 40 miles down the road. Do you ever run into him?
40 miles? No, and I don't run into him. In fact, I actually thought of doing a short film. I thought I should take a little flip video and go out and do a little film called Looking for Dave Chappelle, because nobody seems to know where he is. And I would just drive around saying, you know, asking local, you know, repair shops and farmers, excuse me, have you seen a young, thin, black gentleman, a farmer around here named Chappelle, you know, and just watch them all stare at me and, you know.
Do you think, I mean, you said that farming is very therapeutic, but do you think that there's some sort of natural complement between comedy and farming?
None whatsoever. No. You know what? My material has always been kind of based on experience. It's all very experiential. And what I tend to do, I think, is in a way kind of, I like to look at the human condition using me as an example or me in, you know, maybe a given scenario. And, you know, I've never fit in. That has been my whole, I'm not sure I specifically ever say that on stage in any of my shows, but I have always been a black sheep. And I never fit in anywhere. And so the farming just makes almost perfect sense that I would be there.
Let me ask you, though, with the black sheep thing, what do you attribute that to? You are quite tall. I don't know when you achieved your height of 6'6". That might have had something to do with it. Or what was it, growing up with a mom who was not American?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yes, I was tall. I had different interests. I was a kind of a book reading geek growing up, and I didn't really have friends that were a lot like me. You know, I remember writing something a couple years ago where I said, I always feel like it's Halloween. I feel like wherever I go, that I'm walking up to a doorstep and somebody throws open a door and says, well, what have we here? What are you supposed to be? You know, and, oh, well, he's kind of a businessman and kind of a pirate and kind of, well, I don't know, he might be gay. Well, no, he's more, I don't know what he is. And I've always kind of felt like that, like I'm wearing this miasma of costuming or something, and people can't figure me out.
Are you any of those things? Are you a gay pirate?
I'm all those. I'm all those things. I don't know that I'm gay, but I'm a lot of different things. And now I think that's one of the things that aging is nice, because you just kind of start making peace with things.
Now,
but it's been that way, Faith. It's been that way throughout my career. I mean, I've done one-man shows. And yet I never was really in the performance artist area. I think they always kind of saw me as always a little too testosterone-y and too kind of maybe comedian-oriented. And then the comedians kind of looked at me as always too wordy and he gets too thematic. So I've always just kind of been on my own, you know?
What do you think the turning point is? Here you are with a Comedy Central special. So somebody looked at you and sort of thought he or she got you. Was there a turning point for you in your career? I mean, you're a farmer in the middle of Ohio. How do you become a star on TV?
Well, I think part of it is I just let go. I don't care anymore.
Hmm.
And I think when they sense you don't care anymore, then they want you more. You know, I'd kind of been overlooked, I would say, is the term, for a long time by Comedy Central. And when they finally did offer me an hour special, even then, when I should have been grateful, I said, well, I'm not shooting it in Los Angeles. I'm not shooting in Los Angeles, and you're not going to edit it, and you're not going to direct it. And I'm going to shoot it where I want to shoot it, and then we will give you the finished product, and you can bleep the F word. And they were fine with that. You know, I mean, that's at least how my manager cut the deal, you know.
So where'd you shoot it?
Toledo, Ohio. I wanted to shoot
good
in the Midwest.
God.
Huh?
Good God. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wanted to shoot in Toledo. And, you know, people have, you know, I really get irked about the coast's chauvinism towards the Midwest, that, you know, we're all, you know, cretins and, you know, illiterate hog farmers, and which... you know, I was on the West Coast for ages, and I cannot tell you how many times I would have industry executives say, oh, you're so bright, and your material tends to be pretty smart. You would do well in San Francisco. They probably don't even get you in the Midwest, do they? And I would say, well, I'm from the Midwest. I wrote the stuff in the Midwest, honed it in the Midwest, and now I'm doing it out here. Why would you think they wouldn't get it? But then they always look at you like, well, you're some aberration.
Well, Drew, we have about a half a minute left, but I do know this. You aren't a hog farmer, because you tried to raise pigs and they all died. So,
Yes, they did.
But I understand that for a guy who does raise animals, I mean, I know you have some alive cows. You have very strong feelings about animal rights. Can you share those with us briefly?
Well, I don't have strong feelings. My concern... You know, I have not seen an issue take off so fast and be so embraced, I personally think shoved down the American public's throat, as this kind of extreme animal rights thing where suddenly, you know, there are companions and this and that. And don't get me wrong, I love animals. But, you know, my girlfriend, I was looking at a college paper she was writing, and she was writing an essay about gay marriage, and she'd made this thing about, made mention of, well, you know, it's documented there are gay animals. And I went off, gay animals? I mean, gay is a human term. It's a semantic term for a life.
They really are.
Well, no, but not gay animals. That's inferring they have a lifestyle. So I just think, you know, I mean, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think that there's something called a gay lifestyle, but you're going to have to come back because we'll have to hash this out.
Well, I would love to.
I'm more taken by the fact that you just mentioned casually that your girlfriend's in college.
Yes.
Wow. Big age difference. Yeah. Nice work.
Oh, huge difference. Yeah. 30 years. She's a philosophy major, but you know, philosophy never changes.
Drew, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Thank you. I did too. Our guest has been Drew Hastings, star of the new Comedy Central stand-up special Irked and Miffed, which premieres this Saturday, April 26th. For more information on Drew's comedy, go to our website, morefairgame.org.